From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States has expressed growing concern over increased fighting in Syria ahead of Wednesday's scheduled resumption of proximity peace talks in Geneva. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
We are very, very concerned about the recent increase in violence. That includes actions we believe are in contravention to the cessation of hostilities. And Secretary Kerry, in fact, expressed this concern to Foreign Minister Lavrov and also discussed how to make certain in the next days that every extra effort is made in order to sustain and solidify the cessation of hostilities.
The Syrian army is reportedly sending reinforcements to the northern city Aleppo, where renewed fighting is threatening the truce in place since late February. Meanwhile, UN envoy Staffan de Mistura in Damascus Monday called the proximity talks crucially important because they'll focus on a political transition, a major issue holding up progress in ending the five-year conflict. UN spokesman Stephane Dujarric Monday says that 3 years after the outbreak of violence in Central African Republic, the biggest killer of children is not bullets, but malnutrition, malaria, respiratory infections, and diarrhea.
The mortality rate of children under five is now above emergency levels in 11 out of the 16 prefectures across the country and in the capital, Bangui, marking a significant increase since pre-crisis level.
The UN said one of every six children in CAR is acutely malnourished. Meanwhile, the new CAR president, Faustin Archange Touadéra, Monday named his first cabinet, including both political allies and formal rivals. Three high-ranking jobs in the 23-member cabinet went to candidates who ran against him in the first round of presidential election. The new cabinet will also include several members of former President François Bozizé's government. This is VOA News. Reaction continues to President Obama's interview on U.S. television Sunday, where he acknowledged the worst mistake of his nearly eight-year presidency was failing to prepare for the aftermath in Libya after the NATO-led intervention toppled dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. His spokesman Josh Earnest was asked Monday to clarify.
The unique confluence of events, the need for emergent action on the part of the international community, and governing structures that just didn't exist, led to a scenario where the right decision was made at the beginning to prevent significant loss of life, at least in that specific instance. But the rest of the international community did not have time and did not succeed in following through with a plan to compensate for the vacuum that was left behind.
Ernest said the president learned from the mistake in the future use of the military. Scientists in Brazil have found evidence of a second brain disorder linked to the Zika virus, one with symptoms so similar to multiple sclerosis that some medical personnel initially have difficulty telling them apart. At the White House Monday, public health officials expressed growing concern about the threat posed by the Zika virus. One is Dr. Anne Schuchat of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
We have learned that the virus is linked to a broader set of complications in pregnancy, not just the microcephaly, but also prematurity, blind eye problems, and some other conditions. We've also learned that the virus is likely to be a problem at much of the pregnancy period, not just probably the first trimester, but potentially throughout the pregnancy.
Zika has already been linked to the autoimmune disorder Guillain-Barré that causes swelling in the brain and spinal cord. The World Health Organization said more than 20 in the Democratic Republic of Congo have died of yellow fever connected to an outbreak in Angola. The WHO says there's a serious risk for the mosquito-borne disease to spread further. At least 168 have died in Angola. In Somalia, at least five people, including two children, were killed Monday in a car bomb blast outside government offices in the capital, Mogadishu. No immediate claim of responsibility, but suspicion has fallen on the militant group al-Shabaab. The Taliban says it's launched its annual spring military offensive in Afghanistan titled Omari Operation. It warns of large-scale attacks on enemy positions, suicide attacks against enemy strongholds, and assassination of enemy commanders in urban centers. Markets in Peru were up sharply Monday as a result in the South American country's presidential campaign that showed two free market candidates emerging as finalists ahead of a June ballot, with most votes counted from Sunday's election. Keiko Fujimori, daughter of imprisoned former President Alberto Fujimori, is up against economist Pedro Kuczynski. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.